الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله الحمد لله رب العالمين. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you are watching the Early Echo program. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal. We praise Him who is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shahe Bani Adam, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, today we are going to be discussing a parable from the Holy Quran Pak. But before we get there, let us listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durud Pak. A great personality by the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Allama Maulana Abul Muzaffar Muhammad bin Abdullah Khayyam Sabarqandi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He narrates the story and incident by himself by saying that once I was traveling to a place and I was lost and I could not make and find my way out of that place. However, I then suddenly came across a personality who then told me, follow me and I will guide you out of this place. Having said that, I assumed to myself that this perhaps could be none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam. So then I asked him, may you tell me your name? And he said, my name is Khidr alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Then I asked him, and what about the personality that's accompanied by yourself? What is the name of this person who is also with you? He mentioned that is none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Ilyas ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Abul Muzaffar Muhammad bin Abdullah Qiyam Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He asked him, did you ever meet with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam said, yes, I had met with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he asked, could you please narrate to me a single hadith and narration which you may have heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that I could convey this message to others as well? Hazrat Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam said, yes, I have heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say, the heart of the one reciting durood upon me is cleansed from hypocrisy, just as stain and dirt is removed by water. And the one who says sallallahu ala Muhammad, 70 doors of mercy are opened upon that person. So why should we not moist our tongues with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and with the dhikr of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Without wasting any time, dear viewers, let's get together and engage in the recitation of Salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala shafiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala habibina, salli ala muhammadin. پھر کے گلی گلی تباہ، ٹھوکر سب کی کھائیں کیوں؟ پھر کے گلی گلی تباہ، ٹھوکر سب کی کھائیں کیوں؟ دل کو جو عقل دے خدا، تیری گلی سے جائیں کیوں؟ صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد، صلی علی شفینا، صلی علی محمد، رخصت قافلہ کا شور، غش سے ہمیں اٹھائیں کیوں؟ رخصت قافلہ کا شور، غش سے ہمیں اٹھائیں کیوں؟ سوتے ہیں ان کے سائے میں، کوئی ہمیں جگائے کیوں؟ صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد، صلی علی حبیبنا، صلی علی محمد، بار نہ تھے حبیب کو پالتے ہی غریب کو، بار نہ تھے حبیب کو پالتے ہی غریب کو، روئے جو اب نصیب کو، چین کہو گوائے کیوں؟ صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد، صلی علی شفینا، صلی علی محمد، یاد حضور کی قسم، غفلت عیش ہے ستم، یاد حضور کی قسم، غفلت عیش ہے ستم، خوب ہے قید غم میں ہم، کوئی ہمیں چھوڑائے کیوں؟ خوب ہے قید غم میں ہم، کوئی ہمیں چھوڑائے کیوں؟ صلی علی نبی اینا، صلی علی محمد، صلی علی شفینا، صلی علی محمد، اب تو نہ روک اے غنی، عادت سگ بگڑ گئی، اب تو نہ روک اے غنی، عادت سگ بگڑ گئی، میرے کریم پہلے ہی لقمہ تر کھلائے کیوں؟ صلی علی نبی عنا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد سنگ درِ حضور سے ہم کو خدا نہ صبر دے سنگ در حضور سے ہم کو خدا نہ صبر دے جانا ہے سر کو جا چکے دل کو قرار آئے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد ہے تو رضا نرا ستم جرم پہ گئے ل جائے ہم کوئی بجائے سوز غم ساز طرب بجائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی حبیبنا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد صلی علی محمد
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. For now, inshallah, we are going to be listening to a beautiful Naat-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written and composed by none other than Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho, جبریل پر بچھائیں تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو. یہ نعت پاک انشاءاللہ عز و جل سننے کی سعادت حاصل کرتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو,
خبر نہ ہو,
جبریل پر بچھائیں تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو.
O Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam, let us pass over the bridge of Sirat without the path even realizing it. As Jibreel alayhi salam spreads out his wings without his wings even realizing it.
Jibreel par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho. Kaanta mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka, kaanta mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka.
Worries of livelihood have been thrown in my side. Pull this thorn out of my heart without my heart even realizing it.
Jibreel par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Fariyaad ummati jo kare حال زار میں, فریاد امتی جو کرے لزار میں ممکن نہیں کہ خیر بشر کو خبر نہ ہو.
When an individual from his ummah calls upon a need, it is impossible that the best of creation, alayhi salatu wassalam, remains unaware of the plead.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Aisa guma de unki vila خبر کو خبر نہ ہو
خبر نہ ہو.
May Allah make us lost in the love of His beloved alayhi salatu wassalam to the extent that our conscience searches for itself but unable to find it.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Unke siwa raza koi haami nahi jaha. Unke siwa raza koi haami nahi jaha. Guzra kare pe sar pe pedar ko khabar na ho.
No one will help except him alayhi salatu wassalam on the day of reckoning. Even father will not aid his son in trouble, troubling.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Welcome back, dear viewers. MashaAllah, this was our respected and honorable Sana Khane Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brother Rizwan Attari Sallamahul Bari, mashaAllah, who was reciting this beautiful kalam. MashaAllah, our Rizwan bhai is from the UK and he was presenting to us this kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Pul Se Utaru Rah Guzar Ko Khabar Na Ho. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in one couplet penned and said that فریاد امتی جو کرے حال زار میں ممکن نہیں کہ خیر بشر کو خبر نہ ہو. اللہ اکبر. It is not possible that a follower and ummati and devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls out for the Nabi of Allah azza wa jalla and he remains unaware of the plea of his follower and ummati. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat in his famous kalam, he says, Duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaane lale karamat pe laakho salam. Mustafa, jaan rahmat pe laakho salam, shama'e bazme hidayat pe laakho salam. May we continue reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and attain his proximity in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, since our discussion for today is in relation to Hazrat Sayyidina Zulqarnain radiyallahu an, and subhanallah, in relation to Gog and Magog, who are, or what is this nation, who is Gog and Magog, and what can we say about Hazrat Sayyidina Zulqarnain? So I would like to start off by mentioning, dear viewers of Madani channel, that the actual name of Zulqarnain is Sikandar. Ji, his name is Sikandar. And it has been mentioned that subhanallah, Hazrat Sayyidina Sikandar radiyallahu an is actually the maternal cousin of Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Even earlier, before this kalam, we had heard a beautiful and amazing parable with the relation to Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abdullah Khayyam Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi, that he met with Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, he alayhi salam belongs to a very honorable family and lineage. He is from the descendants of Hazrat Sayyidina Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam. He stayed in the company of Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam. He remained as his blissful company for a long time. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had also given him lots of blessings. He was not a prophet. He was a devote and a holy person who was blessed with the rank of sainthood. We are speaking about Zulqarnain, who was not a prophet, but Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted him this maqam and the status of a wali and a friend. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah, it has been mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had narrated the reason of his name, or the reason why he was known as Zulqarnain. What is the reason for this? Some of the scholars have written and mentioned, some on the opinion, that he was famous with the title of Zulqarnain, the one with two horns, because he made the journey of two horns on the world, to say the two directions of the earth. Whilst others are on the opinion that he had passed two qarn, two periods during his time, and the duration of each period was of 100 years. And since he passed two qarn, two periods, he is known as Zulqarnain. Allahu Akbar. We mentioned his name is Sikandar. And he is that personality who is the friend and wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And together with that, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam was his flag bearer, his minister. Why he is called Zulqarnain? Some are on the opinion that he had two locks of hair with his zulfain, with his blessed hair, and for this reason he was known as Zulqarnain as well. Whilst others have also mentioned that he had two humps on his blessed head, which seemed as if they were horns, and for this reason he was also known as Zulqarnain. Allahu Akbar. Whilst others have mentioned it was not his head, it was actually his crown that he used to wear on his head, that had two humps that seemed as if they were horns, and for this reason he is known as Zulqarnain. Whilst others have mentioned it is due to the lineage of his blessed parents that came from noble families, and due to his mother's side and his father's side, he is known as Zulqarnain. So therefore people started calling him by this name. Of course, Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would know best. These are the various opinions of the scholars of Islam, the reason why he is known or called as Zulqarnain, though his name is Sikandar. Allah Azza wa Jalla had blessed him with the kingship of the entire world. There have been four such kings who ruled the entire world, and from amongst them, two were believers, whilst the other two were unbelievers. From those who were believers, the first person is none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat Sayyidina Zulqarnain, subhanallah. Whilst from amongst the unbelievers, the king who ruled the entire world from the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first was Bukht Nasr, and the second person was Namrud. We mentioned earlier, scholars of Islam have mentioned him as Bukht Nasr. He was a unjust and very tyrant person. He was a very bad and a very cruel ruler. And Namrud was a famous personality as well, who was also a very unjust king and a very tyrant person who caused havoc upon this earth. Allahu Akbar. And he suffered a great torment, whereas he died a faithless end as well. So two are believers and two are unbelievers who had ruled this entire world. Nonetheless, not forgetting that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent as rahmatul lil alameen. And this kainat, this universe has been created for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the master and leader of the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barkat Parvan-e-Isham Irisalat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala has composed in his beautiful poetry. He says,
زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکہ تمہارے لیے چنین و چنا، تمہارے لیے بنے دو جہاں، تمہارے لیے دہن میں زباں، تمہارے لیے بدن میں جا، تمہارے لیے دہن میں زباں، تمہارے لیے بدن میں جا، تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں، تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں، تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان، تمہارے لیے مکین و مکہ، تمہارے لیے چنین و چنا، تمہارے لیے بنے دو جہاں آقا، تمہارے لیے۔
وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا، وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو، جان ہے وہ جہان کی، جان ہے تو جہان ہے۔ Everything is for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's move on, dear viewers of Madini channel. Hazrat Sayyidina Zulqarnain radiyallahu an had traveled this entire globe, dear viewers of Madini channel. He traveled towards the west and east and north as well and south, subhanallah. Let's speak about his blessed journeys, dear viewers, which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. If you open Suratul Kahf and you go through the translation and tafsir from Kanzul Iman Sharif, inshallah azawajalla, you will be much more enlightened about the personality of Zulqarnain and how did he rule and how did Allah azawajalla grant him the kingship of this entire universe and world, dear viewers of Madini channel. So it has been mentioned that Sayyidina Zulqarnain had read in the old scriptures that a person from the progeny of Sam bin Nuh will drink from the springs of eternity, as I mentioned earlier, Abe Hayat. So when he read in the old scriptures that there is this water, the water of eternity, the person who drinks this, ultimately he will not die. So he traveled towards that place, towards that spring of eternity, with none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. However, for some reason, Zulqarnain radiyallahu an did not avail himself for this water, or this water, he could not avail this opportunity to drink from the springs of eternity. However, when he traveled towards the west, he came across a place where it has been mentioned that when he saw the sun setting, it seemed as if the sun had emerged into the water. The sun was drowning into the water. Now, this was the description of this area, and he saw some warriors, some fighters, some strong people who had the animal hides upon their bodies as clothes. And except for that, they had nothing else upon their bodies. It has been mentioned that when he seen them, they would eat every animal that they would find on the land. Allahu Akbar. All the dead animals that were near the sea, they would eat and consume them. These people were called Nasik. Sayyidina Zulqarnain noticed that they had huge armies, and these people were extremely powerful warriors. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Zulqarnain then surrounded them with his soldiers and his armies. From amongst them, those who embrace Islam were left alone, were pardoned. And for those who do not embrace this beautiful religion, were then dealt with strictly. So dear viewers of Madini channel, he killed that army, except for those who believed in him, who believed in Allah Azza wa Jalla, who believed in the oneness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he traveled towards the east. These are the famous journeys of Zulqarnain as he traveled towards the west, the entire west. He traveled throughout the land of the west. And after he had brought about justice on that land, he then traveled towards the east. And now the description is such that when he traveled towards the east, When he reached the place where the sun rises from, he came across such humans and such people that their behavior were like animals. Allahu Akbar. Firstly, he mentioned that when the sun would rise, these people would hide into their caves. When the sun has already risen, then they will exit from the cave and then they will make their livelihoods. Allahu Akbar. So they would come out of the cave for searching for their livelihood. These people were known as Mansik. Sayyidina Zulqarnain also fought a war against these people. So from amongst them, those who were evil, those who were tyrant people, of course, died a faithless end. And those who accepted Islam were dealt with lots of compassion and love. After he dealt with them and he killed all those unjust people, he then traveled towards the north, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And he reached a place between two mountains. Now we are speaking about the third journey of Hazrat Sayyidina Sikandar radiyallahu anhu. And he mentioned that when I came to this strange nation, the difficult thing was to understand their language, and we were trying to speak and understand what they were trying to say. These people that lived in this area, the strange people, he says that he hardly communicated with them, rather through gestures and sign language. These people complained to Hazrat Sayyidina Zulqarnain about the tyrannies of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and sought help from Zulqarnain, that these are a nation that has caused lots of chaos and trouble upon the land. Now, from amongst the complaint they had given to Zulqarnain was that it was a rebellious group amongst the progeny of Yafas bin Nuh alayhi salam, and these people were very huge in numbers. It is not just one Gog and Magog, rather they are huge in numbers. They were brutal and wild and lived just as animals. So what they would do, these people now are communicating in sign language and explaining to Hazrat Sayyidina Zulqarnain that when the spring season would come, these people would come out of their caves and eat away all the crops and vegetables and carry with them all the dry items. Allahu Akbar. They would eat humans, they would eat animals, they would eat snakes, scorpions, chameleons, and every small or big animal. Jo unke raaste mein aa jaye, wo kha jaate hain unhe. Allahu Akbar. And they mentioned that we seek protection. We are scared and we are horrified by these people. We don't understand what type of a nation they are. They are extremely horrible. Having said this, Hadrat Sayyidina Zulqarnain radiyallahu an then made a plan with these people that, fine, I would assist and help you against these nations and this group of people that you speak about, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So they requested Sayyidina Zulqarnain to save them from the mischief of the tyrannies of Gog and Magog, and they also offered money in exchange of this help. However, he did not accept the money and said, for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I will assist and help. So he did not take the wealth from them, and he said, Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed the kingship of the entire world upon me. I am not in need of any of your wealth. Having said this, he asked for a foundation to be dug in the middle of the two mountains. So in the center and middle of the mountains, the foundation was dug. When water emerged out, stones were placed firmly with the help of molten copper. So stones and rocks were placed with the help of molten copper. Then iron planks were firmly placed over under those rocks. And the interior surface was filled with coal and wood. Allahu Akbar. This is how strong he radiyallahu an had worked to make this wall strong, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to protect this nation and to protect these people from the tyrannies of Gog and Magog. This is how they had secured and barricaded that area and that place where they were captured. Then it was all lit with fire. In this way, the wall was erected up to the height of the mountain, and no space was left between the mountain so that they could exit. Then melted copper was poured onto the wall. Even after building the wall, Sayyidina Zulqarnain had melted copper and placed that copper onto the walls. All this combined together had made this mountain even more stronger, dear viewers of Madini Channel. And subhanAllah, it has been mentioned in a hadith that Ya'juj and Ma'juj daily try to break this wall and strive hard to come out of this place, to exit this place. Even to date, itne sadiyan guzar jane ke bawajood bhi, despite so many decades and centuries passing, these people are still trying hard to break through these walls. When they reach close to breaking it, then someone amongst them says, "Let's go and rest for now and we shall continue the next day." Allahu Akbar. When these people arrive the next day, Allah Azza wa Jalla then reforms that wall to its original form once again. Though they are breaking it inside, and because they go to rest, by the morning that wall is restored to its original form. And it is even stronger than before. As per the hadith of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has given us this khabar of ghaib, this news of the unseen, and that which is to happen in the future. The information about Gog and Magog being captured between these two mountains, the information that has been passed on, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, and furthermore, that will happen closer to the Day of Judgment, how they would be released, as we are mentioning that daily they are trying hard to break down this wall. And by the evening, they would say to the rest of them that, "Let's go and rest and we shall continue the next day." And by the next day, Allah Azza wa Jalla, by His command, this wall is restored and it becomes even more stronger than the day before. But a time will come, as per the teachings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that before going to rest, after trying to break down that wall, someone from amongst them will say, "Insha'Allah, tomorrow we will break this wall." Due to the blessings and virtues of saying and reciting the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because of saying "Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla," the next day when they will continue to break the wall, that is the day they will be released from this place. The wall will break, and that is a time when the Day of Judgment will be closer. Allahu Akbar. After the breakage of this huge wall that we are speaking about, Gog and Magog will rush out and will commit bloodshed and devastation throughout the earth. They will kill and murder the humans. They will gulp the water of springs and pond, eat the trees and animals, and will commit and will spread out everywhere on the earth. They will cause this havoc on the earth. They will enter through every city and every country on the earth, except for three places, dear viewers: Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, and Baytul Maqdis. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, by the supplication and dua of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, a worm will emerge within their necks and that will consume them to the extent that a disease will spread amongst them. And by the virtue of the dua of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, this will be the end of Gog and Magog and they will die. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from the mischief and fitna of even the Gog and Magog. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon us and save us from the fitna of Dajjal and Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and all these signs which we are seeing are lessons for us to learn. Allahu Akbar. Today, all these signs are prevalent everywhere throughout the globe. The problem is, dear viewers of Madini Channel, we aren't taking lessons from this glorious Qur'an Pak. Every other book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, every other scriptures that were revealed upon various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, those books are information for us, telling us about the previous nations, how they were dealt with. However, the Quran came not only as an information, but came as a transformation, dear viewers. It's supposed to transform us physically, spiritually, mentally. Fall in love with the Holy Quran Pak. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide us and grant us guidance through the blessings of this Holy Quran Pak. So, dear viewers of Madini Channel, let's not make this Holy Qur'an Pak the zenith and the beauty of our libraries and our shelves at home. Rather, let's make benefit and blessings from the Holy Qur'an Pak. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla shower His rahmah and blessings and grant us the shafa'at and intercession of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. Having said these few words, we would like to thank all the viewers of Madini Channel who are with us today. Stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah.